So good afternoon. Here we go again. And I'm saying this because last year I was also in the same podium discussing on the same topic. And I'm pleased that we have some developments. So my job is quite easy since we only have 10 minutes. Because this time I don't have to convince anyone with arguments or to talk about vision or policies or brainstorming ideas. Today I'm going to focus on facts. On facts that the European Union does financing the shipping sector. And in that respect we do have examples. Last year I was referring to the new era, quite a revolution for the shipping sector, that the European Union decided, due to the introduction of the shipping sector and in the ETS process, apart from the shipping sector bearing obligations because of that, at the same time to be able to benefit from grants and incentives that the European Union provides to those companies, industries interested to transform and to apply EU policies. During the discussion we had in the panel last year, but also after the panel, I sensed a lot of doubts about this. So I realized that the audience was not really convinced of what I was transferring to the audience. And I said, okay, let's meet next year and see where we stand. So last year there was a call from the European Union in the frame of the Innovation Fund funding scheme, which for first time included also the possibility to finance projects in the shipping sector. We did have the opportunity as EY to support some of these projects. And I would like today just to brief you about which were the outcomes. The maritime sector submitted across Europe 21 proposals, and 7 out of them were funded. So I wouldn't say that the percentage was bad. So the competition was fierce, but financing 30% of the projects, if you compare to other EU funding schemes where this balance is much different, I think the result was very good. 7 projects were financed, with our estimation is because we don't have the exact figures right now available, but the amount, the budget invested on this project from the European Union was something less than 300 million euros. All the projects were about decarbonization. Companies financed were, and excuse me if I'm not spelling well, Evoy from Norway, Princess Cruises from Italy, Rich Subsea from Norway, Sam Ship Holding from the Netherlands, Assetco from France, and Compagnie Dupont from Italy. I would like to give you some information about what kind of projects were financed. Manufacturing facility for innovative electric motors for maritime transports. Retrofitting of an existing passenger vessel to run on e-methanol. Autonomous unmanned offshore service vessel and a fully electric remotely operated vehicle. 2 new container ships powered by multi-megawatt fuel cells, liquid or hydrogen cargo ship, and hybrid passenger cruise ship powered by a combination of wind, liquid hydrogen, and bio-liquefied natural gas. One more project was invited to be financed after the results. We don't have more information. And also, last year, at the end of the year, 3 more projects related to decarbonization to the shipping sector were financed with over than 150 million euros. So the question which I received last year and the doubts I received after the panel, they are self-answered. Is this possible? The answer is yes. It is me who says so. No, it's the results. I would like also to highlight here that in some of these projects, the projects were submitted through a partnership between the shipyards and the ship owners. And this was because the idea was production lines of the shipyards to be able to construct green ships. So the opportunity to obtain grants and incentives from the European Union in the shipping sector is not coming only from, is not related to the shipyards, to the ship owners, but also to the shipyards. Because the shipyards can establish in Europe, can establish new production lines for green ships to become competitive and also to attract new clients. Because let me remind you that the EU grants are only dedicated to projects which are taking place in Europe. I'm not saying that the ships should travel in Europe. So the port of calls should be 30%. The new call of the Innovation Fund is about 50% per year to reach European ports. The rest can be whenever. Also, let me remind you that it is not about companies that they are established in Europe. The companies could be established wherever in the world. And to conclude, the answer to the question whether there is funding, the answer is yes. And this is the question I receive when I talk to ship owners around Europe, but mainly, I should say, here in Greece. Because if I ask the question if there is someone out of these companies or other companies that they applied for the Innovation Fund call last year, if there is anyone in the room, I suspect that there is none of you. And there is none of you because you have such kind of doubts which, as I mentioned with facts, maybe they are not reflecting the reality. Another doubt that I receive when I talk to ship owners is about, but there are no technologies available. There are no technology providers. We are looking for solutions, but nobody can provide solutions. And I can assure you, since, as I said, we are working with different projects, on different projects, they do exist, technology providers, and the proof is that technology providers were the ones that they contributed to the projects that they were financed. It's also the ship owners' culture, maybe not all of them, but some of you, about quick benefits. So here, if you want to use grants and incentives for to decarbonize your fleet, you need maybe to consider changing the business plan. How you can start decarbonizing your fleet while doing business as usual. It was mentioned in the previous panel about the new direction of the European Union with the competitiveness compass. And I confirm that the decarbonization targets remain the same. The message from the Commission is that, of course, due to the competitiveness situation in the European Union, we decarbonize, but at the same time, we consider whether, in some cases, on a case-by-case basis, the competitiveness of the European Union, it is affected. But the target remains the same. There is no cancellation. There is no official delay of the decision. So the target remains. The fleets should be decarbonized. There are two categories of people in this world. Those that they talk a lot about things and those that they act. So the companies I mentioned, they dared to act. So between the two, you can guess who is always the winner. So thank you very much. And I hope next year, some of you will have already the experience to apply for grants and incentives. I can assure you that it is a safe way to apply this European Union's policy, which is a priority. Thank you very much.